Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here we are on a Tuesday morning. Welcome, everyone, to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, wherever you're listening, across New South Wales, across Queensland. Plenty of stations on board for the first hour before you join Pat and Heels. If you're listening through the Racing Network, if you're listening on the SEN app, potentially you could be anywhere. You could be, you know, you could be in China. Wonder if anyone's listening in China. Probably unlikely, but you never know. If you are overseas, just can you send through a text? Let us know. We want to know our international audience this morning. We want to be able to say hello, world. 1-300-01-1170 is the Motorola open line. Hello, Moto. And the Edgewater Homes text line. That's the best way to get your message across. Short and sharp and quick. 0457-736-736. Gee, the Teamless Tuesdays roll around so quickly. And so it is again, Brandy, Team List Tuesday, but it's a little, we're a little somber today, a little sad, in fact, a lot sad, to be honest. One of the great men of rugby league, news coming through yesterday, passing away, Mr. John Sattler, and I feel as if I need to say Mr. John Sattler, because you were talking one of the true gentlemen of rugby league, and in my work in rugby league, I get to talk to a lot of players, as you do, Brandy. The respect for this guy, when you talk to players about who was the toughest of all time, to a man, John Sattler, he is top of the heap. And to Sat's family, and obviously to Scott, who's part of the SEN network, our thoughts are with you this morning.
Absolutely, Vossie. He was look. I played with Scott. He came down to Penrith and spent a few years. And I played a couple of years with him and got to meet John through Scott. So, and I think that does sum him up. You know, like we know about how tough he was on the field, how brave he was, but he was a gentleman. He always had a smile on his face. Didn't matter what the circumstance was. Win or lose, John was always smiling, and he was a terrific man. And you get to know someone through someone else, and knowing John through Scott, you get to appreciate what sort of man he was just listening to Scott talk about his dad. So it was, very sad, very sad.
The tribute's obviously flowing, and we will have and it will be a real privilege to have the great Ron Coote on the program today. But on the fan last year, on Fox League, I interviewed Bob McCarthy, who was a childhood hero, of course. But he spoke about John Sattler, the toughness and the man. Here's a little bit of the great Bob McCarthy.
Oh, Sats to be the toughest. There was something wrong with him. I remember we were playing Parramatta up at the old Cumberland Oval, and I've walked in to get dressed at halftime, and Sats was there signing autographs. I noticed he had a cast on his arm. I said, "What have you done, mate?" He said, "Engine fell on me wrist and broke me wrist." I said, "Oh, how long are you for?" He said, "I'm playing." I said, you can't play with that. He said, "No, I'll be right." I went to see Sats go over there, and he got the box, and he pulled it out, and he got these big pair of scissors out, and then he started cutting through the plaster. He's gone out there and played. Then when the game was over, I said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "I'll go back to South, and we're going to get it put back on again."
And that's exactly what he did.
And that's all
true. That's exactly what he did.
That's all true.
He went back to the hospital and got the plaster put back on. And because in those days, Vossie, there was no doctors on hand. It was, you just had a medical box. You know, in the medical box, there were smelling salts and a couple of bits and pieces of things and maybe a sponge. And he got the scissors and cut off his plaster and played. And he said he was whacking blokes all day and then went and got the plaster put back on at the hospital.
Yeah. See, the legend of 1970, the grand final, the broken jaw, it lives with us forever and will be forever spoken. I tell you what I get as, and obviously I knew about John Sattler, but the first time I met him, and I can't remember exactly where that was. I got a feeling it was something, might have been like the old Channel 9 footy show. He came in as a guest. But the thing that you always remember, John Sattler, relatively speaking, was a small man. Now, like, he's certainly not big. A giant of our game, but not physically big. I mean, hard, you could tell that. You know, hard as a, well, whatever you like. But he wasn't tall. He wasn't overly big.
No.
John Sattler, he must have, yeah, again, you get back to the toughness to mix it with. Like, you just didn't, you didn't want to get him offside.
Well, you think of the big, the big front rowers of the, of that age, of that era. Someone like Bill Hamilton was a big man, but Sats wasn't. I guess that was the was the thing back in those days. And I, you know, the coaches that I had through my career, I remember Ronnie Willie, and I think I've spoken to you about this, Fossey. Ron Willie, who would have played in that era, said, you know, he looked at me one day and he said, well, gee, he said, back in our time, you would have played in the back row, you know, 80 kilos, you'd be a back rower. And I guess that transfers to what, you know, you got halfbacks today playing at 90 plus kilos, 95 kilos. They could be second rowers. They could be even front rowers back in the day, back in the 60s.
And going back through the life story of John Sattler, and there may be listeners listening right now that maybe your paths cross with John. We'd love to hear from you this morning, just your memories of meeting John. Or, in fact, if you maybe were a fan that went along to the game, never got to meet the guy, never got to meet Mr. Sattler, love to hear from you as well. And those humble beginnings up in Newcastle, he was moving. He was in Currie, wasn't he, with his family,
as a young
boy, and went to Maris Brothers High School in Maitland, and began playing rugby league at the age of 16. It wasn't until 16 that he started playing for Currie, and actually played for a representative Newcastle side against the touring Great Britain side way back in 1962, and that was the year before. That's where he basically got noticed by the Rabbitohs. A year later, he was playing for South Sydney. And then a few years later, he's the captain and now acknowledged as one of the most inspirational captains of all time. So some John Sattler memories, if you will, this morning on the Motorola open line, 1300 01 1170. And you can text 0457 736 736. Now, the Rugby League Players Association and the NRL, they're in talks, apparently. That's news. They're in talks. Those talks have been going now for 2 years. one of the points now is talking about, this is with the 11-day stand-down protocol. So that's a new one. They've had to put that on the table. They're talking about squads of 30 to 38. Now, I must say, Brandy, this is something you straight away latched onto when you were talking about the 11-day stand-down protocols. The demands on playing squads is going to happen. This is almost one that's a must. I mean, I'm not sure about the number, 30 to 38. I mean, that's a lot. So you're talking...
Yeah.
So you're talking in your salary cap. Are you talking another increase to the cap, or how's this going to work?
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work, Vossy, but it's obvious that it needs to happen, that they need to increase the size of the squads. When just look at Newcastle at the moment, who are already scrambling for players with players out through different injuries, and that includes HIAs and stand downs. Not the 11-day stand down, but certainly they're on HIA protocols. Kalen Ponga, they're already seeking dispensation from the NRL to pull players outside their top 30 to try and have a team run on the field. So I think it's pretty obvious that. And looking at the head knocks that we've had this year already, and the players that are being ruled out the following week, I think, you know, bigger squads are necessary. What that does to the salary cap and how they make it work, well, I guess that's what they're talking about. But it is obvious that clubs need more players. Whether it's 8 new players per club, I'm not sure, but it certainly needs to be increased.
Now, further to that, let's get to the next point. The Herald is reporting that the NRL players are preparing for industrial action. So the word strike comes into play.
It's still on the table.
Yeah, apparently an email sent to the entire NRL and NRLW playing group last night. The RLPA says the players will have no choice but to trigger action, quote, should negotiations continue to stall. So that letter has gone out. Now, the listeners are also stakeholders in the game. Where are you standing right at the moment with the players? Have you had enough? Do you have support for the players? Are you following this close enough to basically pick a side? Stand with the game or stand with the players? And will you accept if the action get if it reaches that strike stage, will you support the players? Will you come and say, yeah, no, they've got a case? Let us know. 0457 736 736. The Edgewater Homes text line might be rather busy this morning on that one. Do the players have your support?
I think to vote one way or the other, Vossi, you need to know what the players are asking for. Like, what is it now? What are the sticking points? What is holding up the CBA being agreed to? So it's a difficult one to comment on, unless you've got a list of demands that the players are making, and whether you think that they're being unreasonable or the NRL are being unreasonable, not ticking off on some of these things that they still want to put in the CBA. It's a hard one to deal with.
I don't know whether Blake Ferguson helped the cause the other week with the nose operation appeal on social media when he'd gone to Japanese rugby and got arrested with cocaine and then went over to England and played and then comes back and is asking the NRL for a handout to pay for his operation. I don't think that helped. I know we may be a little different on that one, but I'm telling you, in the eyes of the fans, he had no support. No support.
No. No,
I don't think that helps the general cause. If that's just one isolated case, I don't think that helps. If that's one, and that is one of the sticking points.
That's with public opinion.
Is the fun.
Yeah, that doesn't help with public opinion. I agree with that.
All right, Team List Tuesday. Now, well, first of all, on Felice Kaufusi, he'll front the NRL judiciary tonight, seeking to downgrade his Grade 2 dangerous tackle charge to a Grade 1, which would mean he could escape with a fine and no suspension. That's ahead of the big one on Friday night, Dolphins and Broncos. Teamless Tuesday, Cameron Munster could be named to return. Melbourne playing the Tigers on Friday night. Dominic Young fighting to retain his place. I'm a little surprised by that. And this one, this has just gone mad, really. I can't believe... I'm just a rugby league commentator, but I know what I saw on Sunday. And I saw a five-minute miracle, and then I saw a tied side turn back to poop in the last 7 or 8 minutes. Brandon Wakeham is now being touted as he'll be in the side starting 6 or 7. Did you watch, did anyone watch the last, once they got to within 4 the Tigers, it is still 8 or 9 minutes to go, Brandon Wakeham, they went horrible again with Brandon Wakeham on the field. They went horrible. And Brandon Wakeham was part of that. He cannot be the answer 4 rounds into the season. And I'm being honest here. I'm not bagging the bloke, but I'm saying he's had 25 games of first grade. He's never been a regular first grader. If the Tigers pick Brandon Wakeham, if they get rid of their 7 and their 6, or either, then that is absolutely pressing the panic button. He cannot be the answer to their problems.
He's certainly not the long-term answer, Vossi, but I guess it would be a sign of the panic button being pressed if they do pick him, because I don't think he's a long-term solution for the Tigers. But boy, how long do you give them? You've got to leave Luke Brooks there. They're going to leave Brooks in the halves, and they're going to play Wakeham, and Dewey will go to fullback. I don't know if that's their best combination, but the combination that they've had for 3 games has been pretty ordinary. That combination has been pretty ordinary over the last few years. The Tigers hijacked last season. Like, we spoke about the Tigers more than any other team last year. They ran last, didn't we?
Yes, they did.
I don't want to talk about the Tigers all year.
All right.
I don't want to.
Brady's put a marker on the sand this morning.
Well, it's all very
negative. So if we're
going
to text, I'm going to have to... You're just going to sit down and have a cup of tea.
Look, let us...
That's not how it works.
Let us know your thoughts on the Tigers. Now, I was just thinking about this morning. I thought...
But leave Brandy out.
Yesterday, the Tigers dominated the text line, the Motorola open line. And it was all... None of it's good. There's no good stuff. No. I want some good stuff.
No, there's no
good
stuff.
I want to talk about
good. Good stuff at all.
But anyway, Wakeham, I'm saying I'm 50-50 split on Brandon Wakeham this week. What have you got to lose? Let's just see what happens.
Well, like, you can't train all off-season and 4 weeks into the season, Brandon Wakeham becomes your answer. Oh, no way.
But that's not leadership. You've got to look to what's led to it. Look how bad they were against Newcastle. Yeah. And they weren't much better for 60 minutes.
But, mate, that's like saying Rooster Ash puts in a good call and we promote him to the leadership group. Well, no, you're not getting onto the leadership group on the back of one good call on the Motorola open line. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Rooster Ash, just to bring you into the mix there. Are you hopping on the San Francisco Unicorns bus in the
American
Cricket League? Well, I'm not. I'm saying, no, I bugger that. I'm not hopping on the San Francisco. The Unicorns are not my team.
Unicorns?
I've got to come up with one.
Well, who's going to be your team in the States?
Well,
what sort of impact is it? Obviously, it's 2020. 2020 competition in the States.
We need some help. Listeners, what's
Steve
the listener team?
Going to New York, isn't he?
Oh, well, possibly that might be my team then. But so the San Francisco Unicorns do not grab me. The Unicorns, they can go to hell. Aaron Finch is going to captain the San Francisco Unicorns. Can someone come up with a team list of the other American teams? And even if you don't know, can you just make them up? So can you tell us some names, potential names for the American teams in the cricket there? They're going to love it. Just some other news this morning. Rafa Nadal has dropped out of the world's top 10 men's tennis rankings for the first time in how many years, Brandy? It's a bit like the birthday game. How many years since Rafa was outside the top 10? How many years?
Ooh.
How old are your boys?
Gee.
You know.
14 years? 14.
18 years. 18 years. 18. Answer. Yeah, 18 years. So he's fallen to 13th in the ATP rankings after injury forced him to miss Indian Wells. And Carlos Alcaraz is now back as world number one. So go to the phones. Who's your American team? John Sattler tributes this morning. Teamless Tuesday. Tigers, just leave Brandy out of the messages. 21 after 6 in New South Wales. 21 after 5 in Queensland. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. You're listening to the Home of Sport. SEN stands for the Sports Entertainment Network.
Vossie, Panthers coming off the bye. They play the opening game of round 4. Can you believe it's round 4 coming up already? It flies. Once it starts, it flies. And the skipper, Nathan Cleary, will join us after 8 o'clock as well. So we've got Ron Coote and Nathan Cleary to join us after 8 o'clock. Vale John Sattler,
well,
says Rob on the Edgewater Homes text line. A huge part of rugby league lore and a great contributor to the identity of the game. Condolences to Scott and the rest of the Sattler family.
Absolutely. This one, the reptile, and the reptile being serious this morning, and a beautiful message he sent through to a Souths man like myself. John Sattler is an immortal, and I truly believe that the myrtle is John's sweat and tears. The cardinal is his blood. Rest in peace. Great man. That from the reptile. Thank you, mate. That's a great text this morning. Hi, boys. So sad to hear about Sats. Although not a big man, my memories of him was his huge legs when taking the ball up. Phil the Dragon.
Mm.
Yeah. Just hard. Hard man, but not a tall man. Like, so not like the physically imposing figure standing in front of him.
Well, Sats, Scotty's not tall either, but solid. Mm. Very well built, Sats. Not tall, but John was not as tall as Scott either.
Yeah. This one here, hello, Moto, sad day, and suggest you guys play a song by Perry Keyes, the day John Sattler broke his jaw. Arthur Appatto, I think that was the Whitlams. The Whitlams did that song. Was that a cover of someone else? I don't know, but the day John Sattler broke his jaw, we will play that later this morning on the program. Let's go to the Motorola open line on 1300 01 1170. Dan, make it official.
Hello, Moto.
Jack from Maroubra has joined us. G'day, Jack.
Yeah, g'day, boys. A little bit fired up this morning. First of all, rest in peace, John Sattler. What a true legend of the game. An absolute legend. So, yeah, sorry to hear the news about him. Back to my fiery discussion this morning. Look, I agree with Brandy Vossie. As you know, I'm a mad para boy, but the Tiger situation... Charlie Staines bought to play fullback. He's been shifted. David Faluna, about to be dropped. Adam Dewey, going to play out of position. They've got Isaac Papali'i, looks so very disinterested. Mate, this bigger issue is Brad Arthur. He's the one we should be talking about. Wouldn't it be a good idea, Vossi, Brandy, get him on the talk back one day and let some Para fans give him some hard questions, because he's getting away with blue murder. I'm telling you now. I mean, like...
What would you fire at him, Jack? Just pretend Brad Arthur's on the phone. Okay. And he was listening. What would you hit him with?
Well, first of all, our bench rotation, right? That's massive, okay? It's pretty obvious. Our bench rotation has... Forget this year. It went on all last year, albeit we made the grand final. Yeah? Currently, we have 27 players on our roster. We're short. Para playing thin at the moment. We're playing blokes there out of position. And I'm not sure when the 29th player has to be signed. I think it's by end of March, and the 30th player by end of June. But Para, every other team fills their roster system, they may leave one left before June 30. But I just don't get it. I don't get it at what goes on the Para. We're potentially 0-4, 0-5 in the next 2 weeks. Mate, the drums are beating now. I mean, like, I just don't understand. And no one brings Brad Arthur on a talk about shows. You guys don't. So I just don't, yeah. We're talking about the Tigers, and I was laughing, and when Brandy said about 10 minutes ago, I'm sick of talking about the Tigers. Mate, I'm on Brandy's side there. We talked about them last year, all year, and they came last.
Yeah. That's true. That is true.
Did he say very important?
I'm sure there's Parramatta fans that would agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, but you did say Parramatta did make the grand final last year. He must have done something right, Brett Arthur. He didn't just jag it. So he must have done something right to make the grand final. And I know what I've seen in three matches this year. Parramatta could be 3-0. It's a very rare instance that a side has led in the second half of all three games and has lost all three. That's been the case with Parramatta. There are teams above them on the ladder going worse than Parramatta, I believe, Jack. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I believe that
too. But
now
the pressure is, of course, of the calibre of opposition the next couple of weeks. Jay the Bookman, thank you for the call, Jack. Always good to hear the passion. Love the passion of Jack of Maroubra. Jay the Bookman with the Jack of the Day. Love his sense of humour. Always have, as has the Fox. Jay, Tuesday morning, this is very big for you. Teamless Tuesday. A Teamless Tuesday joke, please, if you will.
Yeah, someone just rang me. They sneezed into the phone and hung up. I'm so sick of these cold calls.
He's back, baby. He's back. Bam. Time for the news.
Thanks, Vanessa. We're here for Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. You can still register for Bryden's Lawyers. Your verdict. There's $2,500 up for grabs, and you just have to pick one NRL winner each week. Sounds easy, but it's not. For your chance to win, head to sensurvivor.com.au. Dan.
Hello, Moto.
Call us on 1300 01 1170. Check out the latest smartphones from motorola.com.au and the Edgewater Homes. Text line is 0457 736 736. Edgewater completed homes now selling in Catherine Park Estate. Edgewaterhomes.com.au. And our best text of the week. So we're going to have a text of the week, Bossy.
This is big.
You'll win a double pass to an NRL game of your choosing for the text of the week. And then our text of the year, $5,000 cash.
Wow. But these Edgewater Homes,
thanks to Edgewater.
Good to have them on board.
Yes.
Thank you, Edgewater Homes. Did you hear that, folks? Best text of the week, double pass to an NRL game of your choosing. That's good. But then there will be a text of the year. $5,000 cash folding. Yeah, good. Thanks to Edgewater Homes. So be part of the program. The Coma Butcher says 6:30 a.m. is the low point of the show. Jay's joke is as popular as wearing white linen pants when you have diarrhea. That's not very nice. I thought today's offering was good. I think that's a premeditated text that was written pre the joke. I think the joke was all right.
Right. Okay. Well, the reptile's been back on the line. He wrote a very nice text about Johnny Sattler, but Jay's joke was the equivalent of eating Indian food then realising there are no toilets for kilometres and you're wearing white pants. So along the same lines.
All right. So, well, there you go. Hang on a second. So is the Kyama Butcher or whatever, is that the burner account of the reptile? Very similar points about the white pants. I don't know where all that came with. This one, I'm with Brandy 100%. I'm a Tigers supporter, but I'm sick of hearing about us, and that has been the case for 2 years now. That could be an insight into the media and maybe life in general these days to focus on the negatives. Well, the Tigers are a negative. Wooden Spoon has won 4. It was all positive in the off-season. The recruiting was good. They play their first 2 matches at Leichhardt Oval, and they're incredibly poor. And for all but 5 minutes the other day, they were incredibly poor. It's a story. It's a story. I'm on the rickshaw, mate. I'm on the rickshaw. I'm on the Tigers rickshaw. I'm probably the only person on the planet who picked them to make the 8. And I'm sticking with the rickshaw for the moment. I'm still on it. Still on it.
The Western Sydney Eagle says, boys, the Tigers are already on strike. They got the email early.
Well, that's the stuff we get. Yeah.
There we go. That's right.
Muhammad from Arncliffe. Yeah, the boys. Hey, Jack Khan, the Tigers, he says. So he's on Jack and Maroubra's side, I think. So Khan, isn't it? Khan, the Tigers. Can't the Tigers, thank you. The Motorola open line, 1300 01 1170. Is she still with us, Dan?
Hello, Moto.
Let's go to Jim at Campbelltown. Wants to talk about a game that did involve one of the teams that we're talking about, the Tigers on Sunday. Hello, Jim.
How are you, Andrew? How are you going, mate? I'm still recovering from Sunday. You're 2.5 hours out on the hill at Belmore. It was interesting day. Guys, I couldn't believe it when I watched it the other day. Half an hour before kickoff, West Tigers came out and they warmed up and they were all in black and dark colours. Canterbury came out about 15 minutes and had a move around more than anything else, where the Tigers had a pretty serious workout. And we couldn't believe it. We thought, these guys are cooking themselves before the game. What are they doing? And then they marched out wearing black. I thought, what are they doing in this heat? Why are they wearing black? I thought, this is so unprofessional. Player welfare. Look, you've cooked yourself, guys. I know they had 4 minutes of luck or whatever you want to call it, but the rest, they'd cooked themselves before the game. Couldn't believe it.
So they had it. They had. You thought their warm up was, and I've seen this happen. I was at Brookvale Oval when I think it was the Eels, Vossie, that warmed up, and they warmed up for half an hour.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
40 yep. degrees, yep. and they came out and Manly smashed them. Are you saying that they warmed up with more intensity and longer than the Dogs?
Way longer than the Dogs. The Dogs probably warmed up for about 15 minutes and they just very casual compared to their warm-up. Their warm-up was very intense. Very, very intense. And we being Canterbury fans, we're loving it. Keep going, guys. Keep going. Work harder. Do some more. Please. Help us out. Go for your life.
I'm with you, Jim. I'm not smart enough to understand, but I was in the box with Shane Flanagan recently, may have even been the preseason challenge again. And Shane Flanagan is a premiership-winning coach, and he basically said the warm-ups are too long, way too long. He doesn't understand what some sides are doing out there. Probably time to have a look at it.
What is the intention of it? Like if it's 30 plus, warm-up has to be. Has to be cut short. Surely you warm up to the conditions.
Sid Williams, 1969 grand final. Sid, you're on. He did 3 star jumps and went out there. Jogged on the spot, 3 star jumps, and he was ready to play and scored the try that wins the grand final. Rooster Ash is on the line. Rooster Ash out on the road, as always. He's always on the tools early. Rooster Ash, good morning.
Hello, Moto. Hey guys, seeing as though I'm on the production team now, I was thinking maybe. Sorry.
Yeah, keep going, Ash. Oh, keep going, mate. Yeah, I can't get a start on the production team. You just slip straight in.
Well, mate, you keep bagging Jay's jokes. I mean, what? I just run off you. I let you be my voice now. I got cut off last time. But on the Aussie sports teams overseas, I thought maybe something along the lines of the Aussie Cozzie.
What, a team in America? One of the American cricket teams could be called the Aussie Cozzies.
Yeah. That'll get you well, started in the leadership team, Ash.
No, it won't. That's no. It's gonna, no. No, it won't. It won't be. Thank you, Rooster Ash, for the call. Yes, we are cutting you off, sort of. We got a very important caller right now at 19 minutes to 7 New South Wales, 19 minutes to 6 Queensland. But our Queensland audience is thankful they take us for the first hour because, ladies and gentlemen, Gary of Newtown's on the open line. Giddy up. Gary, good morning.
Morning, Andrew and Greg. I want to speak about the Bunnies in Canterbury, but the Players Association, I look at it this way. I'm on the players' side, and I'll say this. They're entitled to know what revenue is coming into the joint. Without the players, they haven't got a dollar, the NRL. So I'm on the players' side, and if I want to have a strike,
yeah, but they put out a financial statement the other week, Gary. Gary, right can't up, they right read? The revenue was put out the other week and said profit and loss.
If they know what the financial report is, fair enough. Right, we agree to disagree. I don't want to rave on about it. If they know what the revenue is,
well, I'm just saying.
Fine.
Well, there's their acknowledgement that the NRL put out their financial report the other week. It was only like 3 weeks ago. More profit than the AFL.
They didn't know what the revenue was. Hey, I don't want to rave on about it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. No. I'm happy to be wrong. That means I've learned.
Sorry, Gary. Sorry to upset you, Gary. Nothing. Next point.
Right. We move on. We move on.
Okay. Move on.
I'll just say this. If I'm wrong, I'll cop it on the chin and move on. I find people...
Gary, we've already moved on. Gary, we've moved on. We've moved on. We don't want to hear the speech about moving on. We've moved on. What's your next point? We've moved on.
Top the tip going forward, Andrew. The next 2 points of this, Canterbury. Mm. I look at Canterbury and I go, when the Pommy got injured, Thompson, they stopped the supporters going there to training only Monday and Tuesday. I look at it a little bit differently. You know, society, we're all working on a peace of mind, and it's harder to get today than ever before. And I think they should reconsider that and let the players go there for an hour or two, relax their mind and look at the players. You only can go Monday and Tuesday. So I hope they reconsider that decision that happened a couple of weeks ago. On the Bunnies. The Bunnies, we're going into round 4. Round 4, they won one game, and I think their defence is the best in the competition so far. I look at the Roosters game, and I thought the game should have been over by half time. I thought they didn't go on with it in that first 40 minutes. I thought they could have been leading by 20. That's number one. Number two, I want the hooker to understand our forwards. Does he commit the defender, or does he pass off the ground? I don't care which one, but work with your forwards on one of them. And the other one is...
Well, I've got an alarm. The call's gone. Gary's gone, but there you go. Some early morning Gary. A dose of Gary early. Michelle Bishop for Anytime Fitness with a sports update in a moment.
I would rather 10 jokes from the bookman.
Gary.
Yes, that's right. Bobby says on the text line, I'd rather 10 jokes from the bookman than listen to Gary from Newtown. The text, well, the Motorola open line is a risky bet sometimes, isn't it? You just don't know what you're going to get.
One from Rob. I've got a 1-year-old, so it's nice when Gary comes on the line. It gives some variety to the dribble I deal with in the morning. Thank you, Rob. Michelle Bishop, but call any time. I love Gary. Michelle Bishop, make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. She's been, sweating it out there yesterday afternoon. Spud Carroll's story. Spud actually sent me a text over the weekend with the intention, Michelle, if he can help one person, he knows that he will have done something for the good. Tell us the story.
Yeah, guys, well, you know you're at least heading in the right direction when it comes to concussion being taken as seriously as it is now, especially after hearing the fear in the voice of one of the hardest men to have played the game speaks out, and that is our very own Mark Spud Carroll, part of the SEN family. He's spoken about the players of his generation who weren't protected when it comes to head knocks and concussion. Now, these are his words, not mine. It was a badge of honour back then. You know, no limits. Players like him against Chief Paul Harrigan. It was battle time. It was win at all costs. Now, he watched a damning report on one of his colleagues from the same era, Mario Fanick, on Channel 7 Spotlight some weeks back, and it prompted him to go to the doctors and have some tests. And sadly, it turns out his doctor passed on the devastating news that he is suffering from the degenerative brain disease, CTE. Now, he's now asking the NRL to step up and help by covering the cost of brain scans for players. He believes it's a duty of care. Here he is on 7 News last night.
I just broke up in tears. I said to her, am I going to die? It's bloody horrible. Like, you know, you dish it out, but you don't want to hear the consequences. There is a duty of care. I really believe that. And look after players in my era, but also my heroes, the era before that and the eras before that. $900 for any PET scan. We're not covered with Medicare or any health fund. But any player is living in silence, where I've been, come out and get tested, and the league pick up the bill.
Now, guys, this obviously falls into a very different category to the nose job for Blake Ferguson. This is far more serious, and the information as a result is clearly detrimental to any individual. Don't want to get too technical with this one this morning, but, you know, paying the $900 for a PET scan, especially in this environment, we're seeing full-blown legal action from players not being protected from concussion in the AFL and the Supreme Court at the moment. That's going to end up being a whole lot more expensive. But is this one for Lees from Brighton's? If they do give him the green light, if the NRL says, yep, OK, we'll pass that, is that an admission of guilt and not opening up a bigger can of worms? It's a really sticky one. You know, legal eagles have to be across all of that. And, of course, guys, this came on the same day. You know, Carol's pleas come on the same day as us losing John Sattler at the age of 80. And we all know Scott. We're very close to Scott at the SN family. Want to send my thoughts out to him this morning as well.
Michelle, and very quickly, Rafael Nadal, out of the top 10. Vossi mentioned this earlier this morning.
Yeah, the 22-time Grand Slam champ, stretch of 912 weeks in the ATP's top 10. It's the longest standing in the history. 36-year-old, he missed the Indian Wells at the weekend with hip flexor injury. He's fallen all the way, well, it's not all the way, but it's 213, so almost 18 years in such elite company. So he started that back around April 2005. Quite a stretch when you think of injuries and all the rest of it. Well done to Rafa, but he's out of the top 10. He's 13.
Good stuff, Michelle. We'll catch you in the next hour.
We sure will.
Michelle Bishop, you're welcomed at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals. Great to have Anytime Fitness on board with SEN.
Vossi, no longer will I be referred to as Viking Hands after today. I'm booked in. Yeah. Ron Ashore, surgery today. Finger will be straightened. I'll be a normal person.
Well,
normal.
That is amazing. And how long's the operation go, Brandy?
Well, depends whether they have to skin graft. If they have to skin graft, it'll be a few hours. Yeah. It's a long operation.
Do they take...
It's very delicate.
Do they take the skin off your butt, or where does the skin come from?
Well, they take this... For my left hand, they took the skin from the inside of my arm. So there's a long scar down the inside of my arm.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah. Mm. Unbelievable. There you go. Well, all the best from... On behalf of all our listeners, good luck with that. Would you like Gary as the anaesthetist?
Oh, possibly. Just as you're closing your eyes and you go, yeah. Gary, Gary, Gary,
Gary. Brandy, no. Step, fend, pass, kick. Building a game, understand your kicking game. Do you understand? That could be the anaesthetist. This one from Tartha Eagle, just in relation to what Michelle was talking about. Morning, boys. Very brave of Spud to speak up. I fear this is the tip of a bloody big iceberg, and we'll see many more players come forward. And in the same text from the Tartha Eagle, rest in peace, John Sattler. Later in the program, Ron Coote to pay tribute to the late Mr. John Sattler, right here on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, where you can give us a call, 1300 01 1170, or the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Nathan Cleary, also a special guest on the show later this morning. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.